It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, May 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's been a lot of Google news this week. The company rolled out updates to its Maps service at its annual developers conference. A new music streaming service, too. At the same time, a war of words was playing out between the search engine giant and Microsoft. At issue, Microsoft's Windows Phone, which Google says wasn't serving ads properly in its YouTube app. A possible result would be Windows Phone users could lose the app as soon as next week. Todd Wasserman is business editor at Mashable.
It's hard to believe that they would violate the terms of service kind of blatantly like that without thinking that they would either get away with it or, you know, that Google didn't necessarily care about that.
Microsoft representatives have responded to a cease and desist letter from Google. They say they'd be happy to work with the search engine giant to make sure they can deliver the ads. Now, we're all taught that a free press is vital to a functioning democracy, and an important resource to that free press is the ability to protect the identity of sources. The Justice Department now says it subpoenaed the Associated Press's phone records to investigate a, quote, national security leak. Many journalists are up in arms about this. Longtime investigative reporter Kevin Polson might hold part of a solution. He created something called Strongbox for the New Yorker magazine with the help of the late internet activist Aaron Swartz.
There's been a technological gap for a long time between the technology that journalists have at their disposal to conduct their business and to protect anonymous sources and the technology available to snoops in the U.S. government and elsewhere to unmask sources. Finally, a couple years ago, I approached Aaron Swartz and asked him if he would write slightly more feature-filled version of the submission tool that WikiLeaks had already created.
I was going to ask about that because it seems on its face to be similar to WikiLeaks, but there's a very controlled step-by-step process to how this thing works.
Everything that's submitted through the system is encrypted and is never stored in plain text. Then the journalist downloads it off of the system, puts it on a thumb drive, transports the thumb drive to a second machine that's completely isolated from any network. And that's the machine on which they evaluate the material.
A lot of people would look at this and say, why is it important to have people who are totally anonymous submitting things?
We're getting to the point now where reporters simply don't have the tools or the legal standing in the U.S. to protect serious sources and serious stories from the organizations that want to unmask them.
How did we get to this place, in your view, where it's such a process to make sure that something can't be traced?
The problem is that the internet and the telephone networks and basically every other means that we have of communication are inherently non-anonymous. They weren't built for anonymity. Everything that you do on the internet, every packet of data that you send comes with a return address. So that's what we're up against. You have to do something radical if you're going to take something that's inherently non-anonymous and make it anonymous.
Kevin Polson has written for Wired and The New Yorker. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
And guess who's back on top? A rise in Microsoft's stock price Thursday made Bill Gates the richest person in the world again. How much change is bouncing around in those slacks? $72.7 billion. He eked out first place just above telecom mogul Carlos Slim, who sits at a measly $72.1 billion. Hey, maybe second place ain't so bad after all. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.